All right, see you next week. Don't be late with Chris Earle on WMFO.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you. Madrid, blue and tender. Spanish moon makes silver splendor. Music throbbing, plaintive, sobbing notes of a guitar, while ardent caballero serenades. Lady of Spain, I adore you. The night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. What should my lips be concealing? My eyes are revealing.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You can listen live on the iTunes, the Windows Media, your SoundCloud, your Spotify maybe, who knows. Or if you're listening to it now, you already made it. Good for you. WMFO.org on the internet. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle is the group on Facebook. The number is 855-915-WMFO. Time Travel is here with you every week from Wednesday 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, going into its 10th year. Time Travel, 855-915-WMFO. Here in 1990 here on Time Travel. A little tribute to the beach today as we say goodbye to the summer over the next couple of weeks.
You always ask what it's all about. So listen. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Get your ass to Mars.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. We're saying goodbye to the summer today. Last trip to the beach. Maybe some lobster. Some critters in the ocean. Maybe go for a swim today. But right now, we got the fever. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO.
Let me understand.
You're in 1979 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. We're saying goodbye to the summer, maybe last trip to the beach, celebrating a little bit of heat. Hot stuff here on Time Travel.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason, to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great, but are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to. And all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
Nice job. Incidentally, Paul's my father. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Well, tell me more, tell me
road, that's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she is doing now. Summer dreams ripped at seams, but oh, those summer nights.
San Andreas just can't get enough of the Glory Hole theme park. It's the place for magic and adventure. We all like speaking rodents to entertain and educate our kids. And now with Jerry Gerbil, the kids have someone they can really relate to.
Kids, come and play. I've got puppies to show you.
Yay, try speaking rodent.
Go on, kids, have fun. I know it's safe. Jerry's wearing a latex bodysuit.
See you later, Mom. We're off to have fun with strangers.
Of the flaming screen machine. Okay. Glory Hole Theme Park.
Glory Hole!
Open every day till 3 a.m. Come live the mystery.
Enjoy it while it lasts, because it's going away. It's another day of sun here on Time Travel. Tribute to the beach, the end of the summer here today.
Rolling.
Time Travel here with you till 7.
velvet headlands. Wide flurry scudding, a dark silhouette flashes by in the wet. It is glistening flesh in the deep marine, in the deep marine. There is room for make-believe out in the ocean. There is room for make-believe out on the land, in the wet, in the dream. If it's flashing scene in the deep marine, in the deep marine.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. We are doing a farewell to the warm weather and a farewell to the beach. Join me for a last lobster roll. Maybe go fishing. Put on your sweat shorts for the last time. Sweat shorts? What are those things called? Swim shorts. A suit. Bathing suit. There you go.
WMFO Medford.
Let's have another joint on me. Let's get as gone as we can be. And we'll float around the ceiling. 'Cause baby, you get me. Let's have a six-pack of beer. Sit and watch the walls disappear. And we'll laugh and talk for hours. Oh, baby, you give me. Smoke a pack of cigarettes. Hey, how about a menthol? You haven't had one of those yet? Yeah, we'll land and cough for hours. Oh, baby, you get me.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Ship, and here's what they had to say.
over here, man!
Pedro!
I'm over here, man, by the trash can!
Where? I can't see you!
Over here where the flies are, man!
Oh, I see you! Hey, I'll be right over, man!
Okay, hurry up!
Excuse me, coming through. Say, can I get by here, please? Thanks. Oh, what is that? So hot!
Hey, fool! You got your foot in the Kool-Aid, man!
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Flat-footed sucker, get out!
Excuse me, could I get through here, please? Thanks. Hey, Pedro, man, hey, listen.
Hey, man, watch out, you're gonna step in the...
Oh, wow, what is this?
Well, it ain't peanut butter and bologna, man.
Oh, God, man, come on, let's go down the water, man. I gotta wash you off my feet.
Okay, but where's the water, man? I haven't even seen it.
Hey, well, listen, man, I'm gonna crawl up this lifeguard tower. Maybe I can see where it is from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. Go on. Golly, it's hot out here, man. I feel just like a refried bean or something.
Hey, Pedro, I see it, man. I see the water. You can see the waves and everything, man. It's right over here. See, right over there.
How are we going to get to it, man? There's too many people, man.
Hey, I got an idea, man. Hey, I know how we can clear the beach.
Well, hurry up.
Hey, just watch this, man. Sharks! Everybody out of the water. There's sharks all over the place. Sharks! Sharks! Look out. They're going to eat you.
What's going on here?
Oh, man, the sharks all over the place, man.
Sharks? Where?
Over there, man. They came up right off the beach and ate a little girl, man, right where we're standing, man.
Oh, my God. Martha, come on. Let's get out of here. There's sharks coming up on the beach. Well, forget the blanket. Let's go.
Hey, Skip, what's the hatch? Oh, wow, man. You missed it, man. This little girl was out there surfing, man. A big shark came up and ate her, gourd and everything, man. Oh, wow, really? What kind was it? Well, I think it was a 12-foot Dewey Weber with an orange racing stripe, man. Oh, far out. Hey, let's go down by the pier. Oh, yeah, they're curling in there.
Come on, Pedro, I'll race you through the water, man.
Okay, man, first one is a wet head.
All right!
Heads are on the move! Boy, this is more like it, man.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, our own private beach, man.
Come on, let's go catch some waves, man.
Okay, man. Hey, man, what's that behind you, man? Look.